This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in foods that can make you sick, that bag of flour in the cupboard. General Mills is expanding a recall of flour products that began in May because of E. coli. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at why flour can make you sick.
General Mills says this is the first E. coli outbreak confirmed in connection with flour. Its recall includes batches of its best-selling gold medal flour. The company is urging consumers not to eat uncooked batter or dough, whether it be cookie dough, cake batter, or even homemade Play-Doh. Felicia Wu teaches food science and nutrition at Michigan State University, and she says even back in her seventh grade home ec class, she learned uncooked flour could make you sick.
Even then, in the late 1980s, we were taught that we should not eat this flour raw. It had to be baked.
Wu says the fact is both harmless and harmful bacteria are really common in the environment, including the wheat fields flour comes from.
The pathogens might be in the water that's used to irrigate the crops.
Or they could come from, say, the droppings of wildlife traipsing through the fields. Sandra Eskin directs the Safe Food Project at the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says E. coli could then spread onto the equipment used to harvest, transport, store, or process wheat into flour.
It can cross-contaminate many, many other parts of the facility, and then therefore contaminate a lot of the flour, even when it may have started with a relatively small amount.
Federal agencies and General Mills are investigating the cause of the E. coli outbreak linked to flour. The company says only a small subset of flour produced at its Kansas City plant has been traced to consumers who got sick, but the company has increased cleaning protocols at the facility. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.